Hi, this is episode 162 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thank you for being here today. Do you realize that it's only a little more than 2 weeks till Christmas? Yikes. I guess I should start my shopping, shouldn't I? Some years I'm on top of it all, but this year is just sort of snuck away. Where did it all go? Now I'm clamoring to find just the right gift for the lovely Lady Leanne, and then a week after Christmas is our 25th wedding anniversary. Can you imagine what a special lady she must be to have put up with me for 2.5 decades? I am blessed indeed. Today we'll finish the book of Deuteronomy with chapter 34 and begin the book of Joshua. And all this week we'll be reading from the God's Word translation. And like yesterday, we're reading 2 chapters today because they're short. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Then Moses went up on Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab. He went to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. The Lord showed him the whole land. He could see Gilead as far as Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the territory of Judah as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev and the Jordan Plain, the valley of Jericho, the city of palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised with an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I said I would give it to their descendants. I have let you see it with your own eyes, but you may not go there." As the Lord had predicted, the Lord's servant Moses died in Moab. He was buried in a valley in Moab near Beth Peor. Even today, no one knows where his grave is. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyesight never became poor, and he never lost his physical strength. The Israelites mourned for Moses in the plains of Moab for 30 days. Then the time of mourning for him was over. Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. The Israelites obeyed him and did what the Lord had commanded through Moses. There has never been another prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord dealt with face to face. He was the one the Lord sent to do all the miraculous signs and amazing things in Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his officials, and to his whole country. Moses used his mighty hand to do all the spectacular and awe-inspiring deeds that were seen by all the Israelites. Joshua chapter 1. After the death of the Lord's servant Moses, the Lord said to Moses' assistant Joshua, son of Nun, "My servant Moses is dead. Now you and all these people must cross the Jordan River into the land that I am going to give the people of Israel. I will give you every place on which you set foot, as I promised Moses. Your borders will be the desert on the south, nearby Lebanon to the Euphrates River, the country of the Hittites, on the north, and the Mediterranean Sea on the west. No one will be able to oppose you successfully as long as you live. I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will never neglect you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, because you will help these people take possession of the land I swore to give their ancestors. Only be strong and very courageous, faithfully doing everything in the teachings that my servant Moses commanded you. Don't turn away from them. Then you will succeed wherever you go. Never stop reciting these teachings. You must think about them night and day so that you will faithfully do everything written in them. Only then will you prosper and succeed. I have commanded you, be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be terrified, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Then Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp. Tell the people, get your supplies ready. In 3 days you will cross the Jordan River to take possession of the land the Lord your God is going to give you." Next, Joshua said to the tribes of Reuben and Gad and half of the tribe of Manasseh, "Remember what the Lord's servant Moses commanded you. Moses said, 'The Lord your God will give you this land, a place to rest. Your wives, children, and livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan River. However, all your best soldiers must march in battle formation ahead of your relatives. You must help your relatives take possession of the land the Lord your God is going to give them. Then they will have a place to rest, like you do. After that, you may go back and take possession of the land east of the Jordan River, which the Lord's servant Moses gave you." The people responded to Joshua, "We'll do everything you tell us and go wherever you send us. we will obey you as we obeyed Moses. May the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your authority or does not obey your orders will be put to death. Just be strong and courageous. May God bless the reading of his word. Imagine the bittersweet thrill that it must have been for Moses to have God show him a view of the Promised Land from the top of Mount Nebo. It had to be disappointing not to get to go, but God had already told him because of his disobedience in Kadesh, as told in Numbers chapter 20. So he was probably somewhat used to the idea of not actually going in. But the thrill of seeing the land with his own eyes had to have been very satisfying. If you'd like to see a picture of what Moses saw, I've got one and a link at the show notes page. Just search for show 162 of the 2014 New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And then imagine you're Joshua and the prospect of trying to fill Moses' shoes. I can only think that he must have been feeling a mixture of fear, inadequacy, excitement, and a host of other emotions. And I'm pretty sure that's why God spoke to him and said, "Be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be terrified, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." How cool is it that God gave him that reassurance? I don't know about you, but if God gave me that sort of message, it would really help to give me a peace about whatever situation I was in. Oh, but of course God has done just that, hasn't he? The Bible is filled with God's promises to us. John 14:27 gives us these words from Jesus. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." I could go on, but you get the idea. And I can tell you from my own life that knowing God is there for me greatly helped me and my family last year when my middle son, Stephen, nearly died. During those first few hours in the hospital while he was in surgery and then in the recovery room, Leanne and I cried out to God. And knowing he was there to hear us, knowing that whatever happened, he was there for us, gave us a calm in the midst of the storm. Yes, the times were difficult, but I cannot imagine going through it without God. God is faithful, always. Tomorrow we'll be back in the New Testament in the book of Acts, chapter 20. Before we get together then, I'd really love it if you would give the show an honest review over at the iTunes store. It would really be a very real encouragement to me. I've even made a page at lifespringmedia.com/love to make it easy for you. There are links there that'll take you to the proper page in the iTunes podcast directory, and it won't take you long, and it'll mean the world to me. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.